Okay, we once mentioned that Lila is not as Maran Sitzes. Lila loves Maran Sitzes. And the reason for that is that the Pasuk says her East and Moisoy. So the Gemara learns from the Pasuk her East and Moisoy either that a Suma is Pata from Sitzes or that Lila is Pata from Sitzes. The Mechaber brings down the sheet of the Rambam that anything which any Beged which a person will wear at night, even if it's miyuchah for the yom, even if it's a day baget, will be patur from tzitzis. And then the same thing is, whatever he wears during the day, even if it's miyuchah for laila, is chayv tzitzis. Now it's not totally in the baget, it's totally in the zman. And according to the Rosh, the Mechaber brings the Rosh, that it's totally in the baget. If it's a ksus, which is miyuchah for Laila, it's pata even if you wear it during the day. If it's a ksus, which is miyuchah for yom vil Laila, it's chayiv even if you wear it at night. Now, the Rama says, v'safik brachas lahak. Meaning, we pass in the chumrah by the nozuchash for the Rambam and for the Rosh. Therefore, says the Mechaber, so in order to make a bracha on tzitzis, it has to be that you're wearing it during the day and it's miyuchid for the day. So the Mechaber continues, because already has a din night. The minig is that the night of Yom Kippur we put on Talis Gadol to go to shul in Talis Gadol. Be careful to put it on while it's still day in order to make a bracha on it. Meaning, let's say it's already night, you can put it on but without a bracha. But during the day, you should put it on. You should therefore make sure to put it on during the day so you can make a bracha. Mr. Bruce says, let's say someone didn't get, he was busy, he didn't get around to do it until it's night. So then we paskin the chumrah like the Rambam, and therefore you do not make a bracha. Have a bein hashmashos. So he brings down a magen avraham that says that even bein hashmashos would be mutter to make a bracha. Don't say it's chavim. Why? Because by tzitzis it doesn't say yoim or laila. Tzitzis says uri isem oisai, which is mashma kol zman shenucha lirois. At any time, it's totally in when you could still see it. So since Bein Hashmash is still, you can still see things, you can still see, there's still light outside. Therefore, be mutter to make a bracha. V'chein pasik v'al derech chayim, that's where the nesivis, derech chayim paskin. However, in Sefer Mat Ephraim, he writes, he saw that he's machmen this. But, says Mishbur, if you're mesupik, if it's Bein Hashmash or not, meaning did it hit shki or not, then for sure you can make a bracha. Okay, now this svara that the Mishmur brings down to be matter with a bracha because it's a din in Re'isim, I say. So we find that in other Acharim also, the Esh Avram, Shulchan Aruch Rav, even though in the Siddur, it's mashma that once it hits Bein Hashmash, you should not make a bracha. However, there are Acharim that hold like the Mishmur. Okay, the Chassam Seifa says something very interesting over here. Some seifin is a goyis on the Shulchan Aruch is medayik from the smach chashemishpat and meikra din. It's not that over here where it's not telling yom v'laila, it's telling re'iyah. So what will happen if I light a candle at night? Over there it's talking about a dying dining, but the same idea. He's being the smach says over there that since it's telling re'iyah being able to see, so if you light a candle at night, there'll be a chiv tzitzis. This is what the Chassam Seif wants to say. There's a tshuva from the Har Tzvi, a very interesting tshuva from the Har Tzvi in Archaim, Simon Yud Beis, where he's Ma'arach on this. He brings the same idea, he brings the Shoyal brought the same idea from a Sefer HaPardis L'Rashi. That in the Sefer HaPardis L'Rashi, they says, in front of Vener, Yechayiv and Tzitzis, even at night. So if so, he asks the question, so why does Ramah say that Lel Yom Kippurim, you You should be makdim to put on the talis while it's still day. And also his metama, how is it possible to say that that if you lit a ner at Laila should change the metzias and make it like day? He's bothered with this. He has many kashas on this. Agabarim Rav Tzvi Pesach, he starts off very interesting. He starts off, he says, first of all, this din of the sma, which has been again dining at night, so there are many achrim that argue with the sma. The shach, the tumim, Parmiris, Shvas Yaakov, Nein Biuda. However, he says, their tmiya is coming from a pasuk that we makesh rivim to negoyim, and by negoyim it says yoyim to be ma'at laila. But over here it says mashenken lini tzitzis belaila, but tzitzis doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that laila is pata. We learn from the pasuk reisim esay. Right? The Gemara even wanted to learn that reisim esay is referring to a summa. So you see, it's totally in the re itself, and therefore it would make sense what you're quoting from Rashi. However, later on he says, I got a hold of the Sefer. I got a hold of the Sefer. And this is the Lashon of Rashi. Nearly the Belaila Lifnei Aner Shaper Dami Lis Atev. In front of the Ner, it's fine to be Mis Atev. The Aloi Ketani the Asa Lis Atev. Elapato Milis Atev. That's Lashon Rashi. So he says, so you don't see anywhere really in Rashi that if we explain it Kipshuta, he's just saying that even though it's night, but you can be misatif, but it doesn't say anything about a bracha. You can make a bracha. And Kobi is just saying that, even though it's a zman of p'tor, but there's no issa because about Taisif over here. Agopanim, if Svi Pesach, you'll look weiter, if Svi Pesach goes and answers up the kashas that the Shoyl had on this idea. And then he says also the Shoyl had another chakira. So according to the Chassam Sefer, let's say, according to his understanding of the Sefer Paradise, what will be during the day in a dark room? Are we going to say that you've parted from tzitzis? So that Rav Tzvi Pesach wants to say that you'll be chayif. One of the kashas that he asked over there also is that if you're going to say that by the light of the candle you're chayif in tzitzis, so then why is it considered mitzvahs asish as man groma than nashim and peturis on? This is not telling the Zman. This is telling in if there's light or not light. Okay, Agabari speaks about all this. At the end, he gives the bracha. He says that Tech is Chulsha, he loyalin, he had to be Makatzer. Shem is Baruch Brachman, Yishlach Lanu Goel Tzedek, Vi Or Halavanak Or Hachama, Shiyolon Halaylam, Yide Shemaim, Efsha Shagam Laila, Yi Az Bechlal, Reisim, I said, as Chayb Mitzitzitzis. Shemati Tamal Minik Shemitzin, right? People have minik that they take out the tzitzis by Kiddush Levana. Check the tzitzis. But he says, Meshundabi Shabi Kiddush Levana on Oimri Vihi or Halavana Kor Hachama. Vaz Yochayom Vitzitzis Gambalaila. So, okay. I got my anyways. So now, let's get back to the side. So, if you have a beged which, okay, so the Mishabur brings down that on Tainas Siba, the Davni Mincha, so the meaning in some places is that they wear a talis gadol by Mincha on a Tainas Siba. We're not on Tisha B'Av to wear a talis by Mincha. So if you Davni Mincha late, and now it reaches the Zman of night, so Zog the Mishabura, that you should take off the talis when the kishyagil lebarchu. Why me'achad the achshav ain't loyshin a talis? Since now you're not aware, you're not put on a talis. So the achshav ain't loyshin a talis. Elul the mitzvah sitzes. You're only wearing it for the mitzvah sitzes. And so therefore, im yiralav yirakilu soivad the lailas man sitzesu. Should take off the talis when it comes to baruchu, because someone will see and they'll think the lailas is man sitzes. So does that mean that one should remove their tzitzis as soon as it gets night? So Moshe has a tshuva. This is a Bach. He's quoting a Bach. Shmuel is quoting a Bach. So Moshe has a tshuva in Chedi Beisim Kuflam Zayin about someone who took their tzitzis off at night. Should they put it back on or not? So in that tshuva of the day, he says, he quotes this Magen Avraham b'shem the Bach. That's Mashman, that's Asa, right? He says, Ulay rak betalas gadol oisa. He says, first of all, it could be it's only by talas gadol that we asked it. Sheyitu shetzorach gam levarach, avloy betalas katan. So Moshe wants to be mechalik, that talas gadol you would have to take off when it comes to Laila, talas katan, not. Then he says something very interesting. He says, and according to the sheet of Tosis and the Rosh, the ksus yoim is chayv also by night. Hariki got mitzvah is damish lovshay. So it comes out that you'll get a mitzvah if you wear it at night. Definitely you get a mitzvah if you wear it at night. Avapashit gamle dithu leinenshin av beiden rischa shenenshin ashaloy lovash beged mechuy betzitzis avshalem mechuy kedizim nachas. Right? We started off the shiurim that why do we wear tzitzis? Ramesha, we quote Ramesha, was stressing the point that we're makbet to wear tzitzis at all time because it's beiden the rischa. At a time of rischa, at a time when we're galus, because Shabbos doesn't have a tzvi on us, why weren't you mekayim the easy mitzvahs? Just put the begging on. Zogta Ramesha, even according to Tosfos and the Rosh, you won't be nenish for the beiden the rischa if you don't wear it. Kishenei lovshe b'chazor b'layla, if you don't put it on back on at night. But the isser to put it back on, there's no isser. V'lechein, any roi b'zeh isser, aval tzorech v'hidah l'loiv shebechazara nami leka. To say that there's a need and there's a hidah to do it, also, kim de l'abach ad rabi yoyisetev sheloi l'loiv shei. Since according to the Bach, it's better not to wear it. Afim neymeh shegam huayne oyse el betalas gadol, even if we're going to say that the Bach is only going to talas gadol. So Gubar Ramayisha seems to say clearly that one's not mechuyv to put it back on. However, if he does put it on, he's definitely being mekayim a mitzvah according to the Rosh. So therefore, if someone takes their tzitzis off at night to take a shower, now he wants to put it back on. So to put back on a new beged, to put on, even if he's going to put on a new beged, which we said during the day you would make a new bracha on a new beged, and I for sure you don't make a new bracha like we, because that's machlek Rosh and the Rambam, and we're machmir sav bracha zaka. If someone sits became pasul at night, now he wants to switch it to a new beged, also he's not going to make a bracha on the new beged. The chazan davens for the amid mayriv at night, so should he wear talis or not? So Shbur brings down. I mean, so the meaning in yeshivas, they wear talis here by Marv. The meaning in yeshivas in general is to wear shul's not. But the svar to wear is out to cover for the tziba. The Shabur brings it down over here from the Magen Avraham. To mims ati v'talis, out to cover for the tziba. Such sheni, the reason for the meaning not to wear is because out to cover for the tziba, it's enough if they're wearing a jacket. The Mishabur and the difference of Katan's Mashma, as long as they're wearing a beged elyon, that's already cover for the tziba. Right, that's why in some places they're makbet, someone gets aliyah, they should at least wear a jacket, a hat and jacket. Even if they don't normally wear it, it's out covered for the tzibur. Now there's interest in Prima Gadim. In those, it's mevor, what's considered beg yayim or laila? It's totally in the das of the person, what he views as his beg yayim or what he views as his beg laila. If he uses his pair of pants, he has a pair of pants which he uses for pajamas, that's a beg laila. To him, it's a beg laila, even though other people wear this as a beg yayim. So Prima Gadim has a safi. If because Prima Gadim has kama sfeik is based on this with tassalim and asi. But I just want to get to, so we'll jump for a minute. How about making tzitzis at night? Making tzitzis at night. So in the Sefer Ma'asif L'chol Machnois, which is a beautiful Sefer on the first few simanim of Shulchan Aruch, so he brings down many paiskim that holds muta, Tzilus David, Aruch Shulchan, Das Tere, the old mashim that's muta. Samas Chaim was medayik in the Prima Gadim that L'chatchila, you should make it during the day, b'di'evet it's kasha. If you take a look at the Tshuva's Michas Yitzchak, he brings down also, he says, Shemati Oymim, there are people that say that it's also to make the tzitzis at night. V'lo imetzasi b'feirish, hayim adin hukein. He said you couldn't find b'feirish if the din's like this or not. However, he quotes this Prima Gadim in Simen Yud Ches, Katan Aleph, and he brings in the Hagoyis Marsham, that the Masham, the Dastari wanted to say, it's mutter to do it at night. He says mashma from the Prima Gaon Chatchila not to do it at night. However, the Masham says it's mutter to do it at night. And then he brings down another in the next paragraph of the also brings down that someone obviously he's told him that it's also to be mafsik b'dibur when you're making the tzitzis. You have to do the whole thing straight without being mafsik in between. So the question was, is there a makar to this? So he says, near the Virak midas chasidus shloi lafsik, mishum shakol b'yachar roim zim la'achtus Hashem. Chmashkos v'shukharach zim yiralef v'ayim b'berk Yosef sham. Betik b'sefer kavonis v'ayam shushloima. Ad sheichashu chacham sheish ba'atoris ha'krichas v'shum chikis Hashem chas v'shom ayin sham. It does have mean that maybe you can't undo the strings because it's like mechikas Hashem. Agoponim, therefore, the Indian means chassid is not to be mafsik in between. Aval the Indian halacha ain b'zem shem chikas Hashem, right? And aval ula yesh b'zem means chassid is shloi lafsik. K'may b'chassiv is Hashem. The meaning of wearing a talis cotton at night. It's from the Kisri Ari, brought down in the Mishnah Brura and the Siddur Rav. The Kav Chaim says that it's as Shmira. She not all days and mituma belayla. Yishal Avram also brings a smach to this. The person has to be careful. If they have their specific pair of tzitzit that they put on for the night, then it becomes a begat layla. So begat layla already, according to the Rambam, is pata. You only be in kind of going to the Rosh, but lemaisa. The Paiskim say that it's fine because since the whole Indian is al Shmira, so even if you can wear a baggage, which Meikra Din may not be Chayv and Tzitzis, it's enough for the Shmira, for the Indian of the Shmira, it's enough. But otherwise, if someone's wearing his day Tzitzis at night, so in the morning, if he doesn't want to make a bracha, either if he wears a Talis Gadol, he'll make the bracha on Talis Gadol, or he should switch Talis Katans in the morning. Benigay Shechyanu on a new pair of Tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishbura, all the Achrayim talk about it, and Simin Chav Beis, I think it is. And Simin Chav Beis. Rav Moshe has a tshuva when he's discussing about buying begodim during the 9 days. So there, Toich Dvarvi says from the Stimus Lashon Shulchan Aruch's Mashu that even on a Talis Katan, one would make a Shechiyanu. Avlani is Daiti Nira, the Chimshu Mitam Kona Kelim Chadash. And not that you're making a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah. You're making a Shechiyanu because you bought a new baguette. So there'll be a chilek between a talis gadol and talis katan. Talis gadol mevarchem kuli amadu vade beged chashev. But talis katan rak lemishe chashev loy yevarch shechiyano. Aval stam bnei adam ein ze beged chashev kol kach. Ba'af she b'shvil a mitzvah chashev loy. Even though for the mitzvah is chashev, but still loy mistaber mevarch kim she etzem a beged ein chashev loy. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Akopanim is the Indian of not wearing tzitzis in her basic kvaris. There's a Nishmur brings down by Keva Veisha. There's no loy glorosh. The tzlach was machmer in it. A Keva Katan, Darach HaShulchan talks about it in Simachov Gimoy's base. There's also Issa to sell a goy a pair of tzitzis or a talis to a goy, even to give it to him as a pkadim. Because you might want to use it to dress up as a yid and then capture a yid. To send the talis with any yudin mishmur says it's also unless you do a shtei chesamais. Could be similar to this. There's also it's a yarmulke and things like that, a jacket and a hat. Maybe be also. Akav the mishmur says that nowadays it's not so common, but here in Israel it is common. The game won by talis and tzitzis in these Judaic stores, they have a real shiloh. There's once at a rove with the storekeeper called, he said, there's a guy here who wants to buy, what do I do? It's not pashit. But to give it into the cleaners, that's mutter too. We're not chosh that he's going to take it and use it. Okay. In Yitz Shem tomorrow, but Tziyat Shemai will start with this tefillah. Yeah.